B-Pod Studios.
Ahoy.
Hey, bud. How you doing?
I'm good, sir. Well, how can I help you? Who's this? Can I have your name?
You remember me.
Yeah, where would I remember you? Did I meet you somewhere?
Well, I was doing I guess they call it a promo. We use that and handing out T-shirts and things.
Sure, we do that a lot.
And I asked you to hold my beer because I wanted to get a sale receipt from the store out of my pocket. I'd have you sign something.
I think I remember you. Can you give me your first name? It might ring a bell.
Jimmy.
Well, hi, Jimmy. Thanks for phoning the show. What can I do for you today, buddy?
Oh, you know what? You've done enough already. I just want to say that guy sent you that letter about the rats don't know nothing about him, and he shouldn't go around telling people what they ought to do. That's very, very disrespectful.
Wait a second. Jimmy, I guess you heard our email section where somebody was getting a little funny and talking about gator squirrels and talking about what I ought to do. And
let's do it every day.
I appreciate that. So you took that as what? Somebody, an insult to you or what?
Well, I don't know about you, bud, but... where I come from,
yes, sir.
You don't say that to another man,
right? What you ought to do?
You never tell somebody what they ought to do, unless it's like, you know, what are you learning in grammar,
sir?
You don't tell nobody what they ought to do,
sure,
unless they specifically ask you what should I do? It's okay. Uh-huh. You can say, well, what you ought to do, because that's friendly, see?
I don't know. I think saying what you ought to do.
When you just come out the blue to somebody you don't even know, and you start, well, what you ought to do, you little sissy bitches. I wouldn't stand for it.
No.
I'll tell you what, I'll kick the ass out of any man got a problem with that. Because we got your back, brother.
I appreciate that, Jimmy. It's good to know that good people like you got my back. Where do you live?
It's on coast.
Wait a second. Was that you? Hold it. Was that you that sent that?
No,
that person's
sir.
Name was Jim.
No, sir.
You sent that email because you're there, what you ought to do. That's what it said in the letter.
I would never, ever say to tell any grown man what he ought to do.
Okay.
But I was, you know, my mama raised me right.
Uh-huh.
And she said, I know who wrote it, but she said, if you ain't got something nice to say about somebody, you just don't say nothing.
Yeah, mama raised you right. Instead of a bottle, raised you with a Budweiser.
Well, I come in a bottle, but I don't know what that means.
yes, sir.
But what I was trying to remember to say was, oh, yeah, something, if you got to say something negative, and I felt like I had to, you should try and think of something positive.
Like what?
I like that sumbitch Larry.
Oh, our super fan Larry. You like him. You like hearing from Larry.
Every day, he writes a nice letter that makes sense.
Right. It makes sense to somebody like yourself.
Absolutely. He understands. He knows what's going on.
All right. Now, let me.
You know what?
What's that, Jimmy?
I've been dealing with rats my whole life.
Wait a second. You've been dealing with rats your whole life, so you must know something about this.
Well, I tell you what. I think I don't want to presume to know for sure. But I believe y'all are probably in a building made of a concrete block.
Yeah, it's a concrete block.
Permanent type structure.
Yeah, no, that's right, Jimmy. It's not a trailer. It's a permanent. It's a permanent structure with concrete block construction.
Well, I'll tell you, it's a lot easier, I guess, to deal with them or put up with them in a permanent built because they're hell.
Are you
on the trailer?
Are you okay, Jimmy? Are you? I mean, it's not even 5 o'clock in the afternoon. You're not several Budweisers in, are you, right now?
Man, I'm embarrassed. I was just I didn't mean no harm.
No, I didn't say that. I'm just asking.
I don't like to admit it, but I was a little bit nervous.
What, to call in?
Yeah.
And so how do you deal with nerves?
Well, my mama raised me right. See. Well, you do whatever you have to. It's soothe your nerves. Because when your nerves or your penis is in the driver's seat, you'll make poor decisions.
Right.
Because my mama raised me right.
Well, see? Let me get that straight.
And you don't do another man like that and tell him what he ought to do.
Right. With your nerves or your penis, you tend to make a bad decision.
If you got a case of the nerves, if you're jittery, if you're firm, you're not going to make the best decision.
Right.
And that's been scientifically proven.
Right.
It takes blood out your brain and puts it down below, see?
Yeah, and what do you do?
A lot of people think that's like a phone, but it's not. It's made of cartilage.
And what do you do to calm your nerves?
And when it gets big, it's because it's draining blood straight out your brain. Think about it.
All right. I don't want to think about it. You're right. You're right. But people do different things to calm their nerves, and I tend to think you drink to calm your nerves.
Look, I don't know if you can hear me or not, but my mama raised me right. And I love your show.
Oh, I thank you.
And I just, I've just made peace with rats myself.
All right, what do you know about rats, sir? You're telling me you live in a trailer and you dealt with rats?
Well, when I was a younger man,
right.
I do the same thing you do. I don't have no disrespect or nothing for what you done, but I set out the traps. I put out the decon and the roach hotels and, whatever you call it. Basically just a glue trap.
Uh-huh.
And I also tried that poison, so when they eat it, the poison, you see, it swells up in their belly and they explode. That makes one a hell of a mess, though.
Yeah, I bet it does.
And they just keep coming back.
Yeah.
So probably about, I think it hit me on the realization of this on September 11th.
What, and September 11th, 2001?
Maybe it made me recognize what my priorities ought to be in life.
And what are they?
Well, rat come down from above.
Uh-huh.
And as he's coming down a wall, I'm sitting in my personal chair, and he come down onto the sofa for the visitors. And he and I looked at some bitch straight in the eye, and I said, Bubba, you want trouble, I got it. But my mama raised me right, and I'm a live and let live type of person.
Yeah, sure.
So I will give you all the food you want as long as you stay up in the roof.
You started feeding the rat?
You only come to the kitchen if it's an emergency.
Don't tell me you befriended the roof rats that were in your trailer and you started feeding them?
Hold on now. That rat that come down turned out to be a mama. He was a mama rat. I let her sit there for a day, and then there was all these little pinkies. And when do you see those little pinkies?
They're baby rats! They're rats infesting your building!
You look at them.
Easy, fella.
Hey, ain't we both mammals? Why can't we get along? We both warm-blooded.
Yeah, but they're in the Rodentia family.
I swear to myself I wasn't going to do this,
guys. What you ought to do is get an exterminator in there and degauss the whole place. That's what you ought to do.
Well, I don't know about you, bud, but where I come from.
Yes, sir.
You don't say that to another man.
Look, we depend on the summer people here for our very lives.
You're not going to have a summer.
Unless you deal with this problem.
I don't think one of you
are familiar with our problems.
I think that I am familiar with the fact that you are going to ignore this particular problem until it swims up and bites you on the ass.
Larry, we have to close the beaches. Larry, if we make an effort today, we might be able to save August. August? For Christ's sake, tomorrow's the 4th of July, and we will be open for business. It's going to be one of the best summers we've ever had. Now, if you fellas are concerned about the beaches, you do whatever you have to make them safe. But those beaches will be open for this weekend.
Southwest Florida, sure have a wonderful time. I feel as high as that Australian pine. Now I'm sweating my friggin' ass off in that Southwest Florida heat, but I'm loving all the people that I get to meet. You got to tune your radio on, now listen to me. We got that powerful stuff that'll knock you off. Fort Myers, all the radios are on. All over Southwest Florida, you know it can't be wrong. From Marco to Fort Charlotte, they all heard the news. They say 2 o'clock, time to light the fuse. Local radio that there's ever been. The show is so damn good it makes the Pope wanna sin. They'll fill out to the beaches, people laugh out loud. Got the show that draws flies and a bit of a crowd. Stand and hate it. Hot paradise. Listen to us once, then you're gonna listen twice. Got up way too damn early for too damn long. Back in the afternoon.
just like most of you. Financially devastated ex-husbands, unrepentantly proud fathers, and underappreciated employees. Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you for that nice round of applause. Tuesday edition of the Stan and Haney Show. And
Bulletin.
Every city council, county, they're all meeting what to do about the 4th of July. Jeez. Keep the beaches open, Brody. let me tell you what's going on. Well,
what is going on?
Well, let's start at Collier County. You see, Collier County is the first county that the people from Miami are going to hit.
Oh, yeah, that's first exit coming over from yeah. the other coast.
Okay.
You don't have this turned on.
Yeah, I do.
Oh, there it is.
Yeah, okay. I do. Collier County beaches are going to be closed on Saturday and Sunday from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. So if you are a local and you want to go out to the beach on the 4th or the day after the holiday weekend, you can stay out there till 11 o'clock and then you have to go home and then you come back out at 5 o'clock. Those prime sunning hours is to dissuade people from coming up Broward and Dade County.
Is there any way I could get the job of riding the four-wheeler really fast up and down the beach, yelling, close the beach, close the beach is closed.
I would love that job. I would. What are you and me? Let's find out if we can do that.
Yeah, I'll take one side of the beach. You take the other half. We'll meet in the middle.
We'll sit there, rev them things up, go up and down the beaches yelling at people.
Getting booed.
Yep. Get off the beach. Yeah, but you'd be going so fast, they won't catch you.
Then every once in a while, give them a little salt spray when you deal into the Gulf.
Yeah, right where the foam
give
is.
Give them a little rooster tail.
Collier County Beach is closed 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. Saturday and Sunday. City-operated beaches in Naples and on Marco Island are still open. Now, Sanibel Island, they're taking every precaution.
They don't want anybody there at any time
Sanibel
anyway.
Sanibel has issued a mask requirement.
Sanibel has announced they'll blow the bridge at 12 noon.
Masked requirement, with the exception of churches, beaches, and golf clubs. They're excluded. All city hourly paid parking will be suspended at these Sanibel locations. Lighthouse Beach, Tarpon Bay Road Beach, Gulfside City Beach, Blind Pass Beach, and the Fishing Pier. This goes into effect Friday and will end Tuesday, July 7th at, 11:59 noon. Well, 11:59, that would be midnight. Lee County says it has no plans to close the beaches at this time. That could change at any time. So the big news is Collier County beaches closed 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. Saturday and Sunday.
But the city of Naples, where you really can't reach that beach unless you live there.
They're open.
Right.
I think that's it. And then on Sanibel, you got a mask required unless you're going to church, playing golf, or what else? Or at the beach. So there you go. And a friend of ours passed away, lived a full life, Carl Reiner. Passed away.
You can't feel bad about it.
98 years old.
I know he'd hoped to make it to 2000, but
we were lucky enough to have him on this show. And
a true comedy legend.
True comedy legend. 98 years of age. You had fun last night, didn't you?
Oh, yes. And
got a couple of minutes to talk about it. We can talk about it again after the break. But you know, I guess you had yourself a nice time.
Well, we had a bit of a champagne jam, although there was no champagne involved.
Right.
And as much as you pick on him, I would like you to know that Junior was on his best behavior.
Yeah.
I was so proud of him.
You should be. He's a good boy.
Because
everybody heard that.
We had a full band, and it was a first for me. I played bass for the first time.
Right on.
And I think it went pretty well until that bass that you gave me.
Yeah.
The pots are all rotted on it.
No.
So.
No. We got to go. We have to rewind so far back. You know where that bass came from?
No.
That bass came from the guy he used to work with. And it used to like and worked for us very briefly.
I don't know, but I got one song out of it.
Yeah. And it was broken when it was brought to me.
But I made it work for one song.
Good.
And, you know, Junior is just a boy.
Yeah, he's still learning.
And then, you know, we played a couple of warm-up tunes. And then, as happens, the men folk headed out to the porch, you know, to have our cigarettes and cigars and whatnot.
Convivials.
And Junior was such a good boy. He went and waited on everyone, and even stuff that I thought would be over his head, because he's just a boy.
Yeah.
He successfully poured that nitro beer for everybody.
That was nice. And
he served everybody.
And you guys were all sitting down out by the pool area as he was
doing
it?
And he made sure everybody was topped off.
Not surprising.
What do you mean not surprising?
Because that leaves him alone in your house to pick and choose what he wants to take.
Hold on a second.
He had complete running house. Don't worry about it. The grown-ups are out at the pool. Now I can find any loose money that might be around, some equipment that I need.
Stan.
What?
That Budweiser was out in the garage fridge, so he had access literally to the whole house.
The whole place.
Plus this stuff in the garage.
Yeah. I'd do a complete inventory of what you got in your house. And if at any time.
Why can't I think that way?
It could be a month from now, 2 months from now, and you'll say, Stan, for the life of me, I can't find blank, whatever it might be. And I'll remind you, who had run of the house?
Stan, what is wrong with my mind that I think how nice of him to go and make sure everybody had their beer topped off?
Well, I'm surprised, Danny, and you should know this, everybody has a motive.
And I thought his motive was pure.
Out of his own heart? Come on.
You mean he wouldn't do that out of his own heart?
He was doing it to be nice, but it also gave him a secondary purpose.
Junior, tell me none of that's true.
I did get a couple video games out of it.
Baraya! We'll be back. We're Stan and Henny. Yeah.
Junior?
Yeah.
Why would you?
Yeah, without even asking.
Yeah, because he knows I'll give it to him if he asks.
But it's just the klepper in him, the kleptomania.
Right again, Stan.
Yep, we'll be back.
Fred and Barney, Siegfried and Roy, Ralph and Norton, Stan and Haney. You gotta be shitting me. You can't pay me enough to say this. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Everybody, Stan and Haney, Tuesday edition. That means in 1 hour. Now, my advice to you is to act fast so that you can get your question in. Mike Chinopoulos is going to be here in 1 hour via the phone, and we always offer Mike to come on, and he will answer your listener texts.
Maybe you just want to touch base with him because the 4th of July weekend is coming.
Yeah. So if you would like to ask attorney Mike Chinopoulos a question, feel free to text right now and we'll pose the question to him when he's on with us. 239-277-9600 on the Absolute Law text line. Again, 1 hour from now, Mike Chinopoulos, get your questions in for Mike he'll answer them for you.
And what you need to do is to get 239-ASK-MIKE embedded in your brain so that your drunk ass can access it when it needs it.
Right. That's what you keep in your wallet. If you want to talk to him today.
Now, don't get confused.
Text us.
When the officer asks what your name is, don't say 239-ASK-MIKE.
No.
That wouldn't be good.
No.
try and remember your name first, but then keep that number handy.
Good advice, Haney. So he'll be here in about an hour. Absolute Law text line is how you can communicate with him, 239-277-9600. And Haney's right, 4th of July this weekend. You may need some legal advice. He'll be joining us shortly. Let's...
You see, you can do everything right.
Yeah.
Make your preparations, and, you start out the day going, there is no way in hell I'm going to drive. Mm. That is settled. That's done. Mm. And then the day goes on. Fun is had. The fun continues until it finally reaches that tipping point where the fun turns into something else.
Yeah, and you're going to need an attorney.
And then your wife gets pissed off, and one of her friends takes her, but your wife was supposed to drive. She's supposed to stay sober while you have a good time, and then she disappears with somebody else. Yeah. And then the truck's sitting outside. You didn't plan on any of this, but now it seems like a good idea.
Yep. That's why Mike's going to be here in about an hour. You can ask him a question.
You know, maybe I shouldn't have gone into that much detail, because it kind of spoils the weekend for you if you already know what's going to happen. But
yeah, but it's nice to
know
Mike's
here. I'm just trying to help, you know?
I'll also name that movie today. Grab bag right now, brought to you by the Pewter Mug North. US 41 North Naples. Make a reservation if you're going to the Pewter Mug.
Did I go too far?
A little bit.
You're right. I don't want to spoil people's surprises.
Yeah. This is... Got to open your ears for this one. Kids say the darndest things. A little boy interrupted his mom's TikTok video by blurting out, quote, "I need some help with the effing jam." Thinking he got into trouble for being too loud, he said it again. Except this time he whispered it. It's beeped, but he does say the full word. Here you go.
Serious question.
Help us to
what a bad little boy.
Yeah.
Must have picked that up at preschool.
Yeah, where's he picking that up?
I'm sure he's never heard anyone say anything like that at home.
Serious question.
Help us to jam.
Yeah. Starts in the house.
Watch your mouth, mothers.
Yeah. We'll try this this week, later on this week, with Junior. Can you name all 50 states? No looking at a map, can you name all 50 states?
Mm-hmm.
A survey found 76% of Americans think they can do it. Here's the fastest it's ever been done, by the way. A girl on recordsetter.com listed all 50 states in an alphabetical order in 12.8 seconds. I doubt that.
Okay, can you play that again?
Here's what I want. I'm going to play it again. Junior, I want you to capture it. And then slow it down for us to see if she is, in fact, mentioning states. That sounds like plain gibberish to me.
Before we even do that, I'm going to give it a brief intro, and then I want you to hit it on my cue.
All right.
$1.99 a month and zero down. That's right, folks. This weekend only.
Dealer retains all rebates. Yep. Slow that down. Let me know when you got that ready. And then we'll see if, in fact, she's saying anything. This is... I'm going to tell you this is the truth. There is a new perfume that is supposed to smell like outer space.
Well, the only thing I know about outer space, and it's not really space, it's that the moon, the regolith on the moon smells like gunpowder.
Well, former astronaut Tony Antonelli, who went into space in 2009 and 2010, describes to you what space smells like.
How does he know what space smells like?
He smells it.
He's never been.
I was completely blown away. No one had told me space smells. The smell was strong and unique. Nothing like anything I'd ever smelled on Earth before. Some kind of metallic mixture of other things that I just didn't know how to describe. Rarely a day goes by when I don't think about the smell of space.
Yeah. And there's
what vehicle was he in?
A shuttle. And now here's...
No, you're smelling the shuttle.
And here's the actual... They get air in there, like when the cargo bay doors close after being in there, and the leftover residual smell. Here's the actual...
No, it's the oxygen that he's breathing interacting with the substances that the shuttle's made.
He knows what space smells like.
No, he doesn't.
New from NASA. A fragrance like no other. Space. A not-so-subtle mixture of drool from the alien. Jabba the Hutt's chin drippings. Earwax from Spock.
I find your arguments strewn with gaping defects in logic.
And Yoda's yarbles.
Feel the force around you.
In zero gravity, they may not be able to hear you scream, but the smell is out of this world. Space. One whiff and you'll wish you were in a vacuum space. From NASA.
So is it all a joke?
No. The perfume is real. And you know what else is
and
not a joke?
And he made it on a shuttle?
Yeah, twice.
With that mentality?
Yeah, twice.
No. You're smelling the shuttle itself. You're smelling the body odor of your fellow astronauts.
Well, the next thing you're going to tell me is Disney's got a lot of fake water.
Are you mocking me or supporting me? I can't tell.
I don't know. I think he can smell it.
You can smell your immediate surroundings in the shuttle. You're not in space. You're in a vehicle or you would die.
I think we need...
Even if you're in a spacesuit, you're still in a vehicle with its own air. Whatever you're smelling.
I understand that. He claims he can smell.
Anybody that could smell space would be dead. They couldn't tell you. We know what the moon smells like because they had to get back in the capsule
and
they had the moon all over their suits.
Look, I'm just
crying out loud.
You know, go call NASA.
You know what?
I
feel lonelier and lonelier by the day.
You should, because this is real. CBS is going to start selling men's makeup.
Oh, the Dan Rather collection.
It's called Strix.
Strix was started to help guys feel more confident in their own skin and look their best. We started off with a concealer tool here and a tinted moisturizer, which are designed to be really easy to use, but also discreet. Real men can wear makeup. Frank Sinatra, Clark Gable, Marlon Brando, David Beckham, all these guys we think of as classically handsome use makeup to enhance their looks, and there's no reason that you can't. We exist for the guys that want that better looking skin, but also want a quick, easy fix and don't want to shop in the women's aisle, which is why we also designed this to be very discreet, very tool-like.
Oh, my God. There is red spray. There is red paint on George Washington.
And
makeup for men.
CBS has a men's makeup counter.
Space cologne.
Here's a...
I always thought space would smell like Jovan.
No. The host of Nickelodeon's web series called DIY with Me, you know, this Nickelodeon, the kids and all this stuff, had a little mishap. And she wants everybody to know about it. So she
that's not a
sure
mishap.
She...
That's supposed to happen where the green bucket of green slime
no.
goes over your head.
She, I guess, was recently getting her ear pierced at a Claire's. And the ear piercer accidentally pierced her mask into her ear.
An ear piercing gone horribly, horribly wrong.
And when you are, you know, a teenager... You want the world to know what kind of condition you're in.
Always.
So you film it. Haney, I'm going to give you a heads up. It's going to cut through you like a knife.
I need to remove my headset?
You might. Here she is.
Could it cause permanent damage?
Maybe. Posting a video about Claire's piercing her mask to her ear. Listen to this wine bag.
I just got my third earring done. And the lady... Pierce my ear
stop
on
it.
My mask.
Oh, God.
I can't get it off.
Why?
So
why
bad.
Are you doing this to me?
I hate you, Claire!
Oh, God!
It's stuck on my ear.
It's gotta
and
end.
And they look so ugly.
It's gotta end.
I want to take them out.
It can't go on forever, Haney. You'll be all right. That's my internal dialogue when I hear that. I have no idea what she said.
Yeah.
She may have had a valid point. I'll never know. Because that tone...
Yep. No idea. Well, here, follow me on this now. We're going to go live. We're going to go to the 17th hole here at the Travelers. Ian Poulter, 3-under for the day. His second shot.
Did you get that?
Now you got to play the girl.
Yeah.
You got to play him back to back.
I just got my third earring done. And the lady.
I think I still have a goodies. Oh my God.
Yeah.
And that is such a weapon.
Yeah, and she's... she's on Nickelodeon.
Because when they do that to you, it can be over the most trivial thing.
Yes.
But they sound like the world is coming to an end and you are dirt. Yeah. I don't even know... What are you supposed to do when they're doing that?
Yeah, no, just let them go. Let them go. Turn on the golf.
Nice. What a great day watching golf.
Yeah.
Oh, hi, honey. What are you doing? You're supposed to hit the girl.
I got this thing. This thing is ridiculous. Here.
We got to save it forever anyway.
Okay, go ahead. How do you want to do this?
Yeah, maybe I'll... See if I can sneak into the kitchen, grab a beer, and get back to the golf. Oh, hi, honey. You okay?
I just got my third earring done, and the lady pierced my ear on my mask.
How long before I can get back to
the golf? I can't get it off.
Is she going to yell if I open the beer?
So bad.
Is that insensitive?
I hate you, Claire!
Nice.
It's stuck on my ear. Okay.
All right.
And they look so ugly.
I'm listening.
I just want to take them
I'm
out.
I'm listening. Okay. What seems to be the problem?
Meanwhile.
Now, I promise I'm going to shut up. Give him a clean one of whiny.
Oh, you want to clean one?
Yeah, so it can be saved in perpetuity.
By the way, did you get the girl doing the states yet? Did you get that?
I had to put it in the system. You can play it next.
He's
blaming the system.
You're blaming the system.
I thought we were going to burn it down.
Is it in the system?
Yeah.
What's it under?
SH states.
Wait a second.
We got to make sure we save all this crap. God forbid we lose it.
Oh, it can happen.
See, if he records it, he'll know where it is.
Let's see. Okay, this is slowed down with her doing all 50 states.
Yeah.
All right, let's see if we... Did you hear it yet?
No. Yeah, I did.
And no. Can you identify him?
No.
Okay, here you
it's
go.
Gibberish.
Here you go. I call foul on this. Take her out off the books. Take her off the books.
Get away from the TV, Carol Ann.
What the hell?
For some reason, I heard 4th of July in there. Did you
hear
that?
Was all kinds of stuff in there.
She was saying nothing.
I heard the name of a city in there somewhere. Yeah. But let's get a clean copy of Whiny, and then we can be done.
All right, clean copy. Don't say
Ready, Junior?
Do it.
I just got my 8th-grade earring done, and the lady pierced my ear on my mask. And I can't get it off. It hurts so bad. I hate you, Claire's. It stuck on my ear. And they look so ugly. I just want to take them out.
Now.
I can't take that.
To use that, keep a full one. But then feel free to chop them up into like little 4 or 5 second ones. So if Haney's doing something, we got a 4 or 5 second one instead of one that goes for 45 seconds.
I mean, an obvious one is I hate you, Claire's.
We'll be back. Stan and Haney, 96K Rock. Oh, we got a bot for you when we come back. And the local beat.
A new bot song?
New bot by Funk Turkey.
Nice.
We'll be back.
If you had a friend who was a king, what kind of a gift would you give him? Well, there are many people of prominence who have been thrilled to receive this.
Stan and Haney.
The world's most exciting radio.
96.
The quality goes in before the name goes on.
K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. We got the local beat here in just a bit. We'll play the special bot we have thanks to Funk Turkey. 30 minutes away from Mike Chinopoulos from Absolute Law. If you have a question for Mike, he's an attorney. 239-277-9600. Text it to us and we'll ask him what your situation is. He'll do his best to answer it for you. He's on in about 30. Haney, here's the picture of the Lego Saturn V that my wife and I did. There it is in full.
Oh, look at that. That's spectacular.
Yeah, it came out pretty good.
You know, I ran across a video last night that I think should be spread far and wide.
What is it?
Well, first of all, it's a beautiful girl doing the speaking.
Uh-huh.
And she's from Venezuela.
Uh-huh.
And she makes it clear from the beginning and throughout the video, she goes, I don't like politics, and I don't even pretend to understand the politics in the United States. But she starts talking about how Chavez came to power.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, all of us thought, well, we'll always have democracy. Everything's fine. It can't happen here. And she says, the reason that I'm making this video is only because I see familiar things happening and what happened in my country. And she says, it didn't start it all at the same time, but I noticed statues coming down, the names of roads started changing, they changed the flag. And before we knew it, we'd lost it all.
Mm-hmm. They were a very affluent country. They're not now.
But I thought it was her point was well made. And she says, you know, I've talked to people from Cuba. She's from Venezuela. And she goes, and I've talked to people that moved here from areas from the former Soviet Union. And all of these are very different places, but all of them agree that what's going on in the United States is eerily familiar to them. I just thought it was a good point by somebody who lived it.
Here's something. You're going to love this.
What have they done now? I can't wait.
Funk Turkey has made another bot. He's done it with AC/DC, Metallica, the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Now, should we explain again what this is?
Very quickly, tell them what it is. It's not them. It's, well, they use a database of everything that they've ever said.
This guy has some sort of AI program, and what he does is he feeds the program everything that a band has ever done. He feeds in all of the songs, lyrics, and music, and says, you know, somebody like AC/DC that's been around since the 70s, he feeds it all in and says, all right, computer, give me something representative of that band, and it churns out a new song based on what they've done.
This one is called, the name of the song is called Power Gravy.
Sounds good already.
It's an Iron Maiden bot.
Woo! Crater Gravy. Nobody would know.
No. Nobody would know.
Oh. think we got a new Thanksgiving classic.
Yeah, man. The Iron Maiden bot power gravy.
We have got to save that for Thanksgiving and play the hell out of it.
We got it was good. We got just enough time to do the local beat, and then we got to make room for Mike Chiannopoulos from Absolute Law. This is a concerning one. The family in Cape Coral is asking for everybody's help in this matter. It is something that is it's sad, but we don't know what's going on here. Headline: this every news media is covering it. I believe this is from Fox 4. Cape Coral police in search for a missing woman. Dateline Cape Coral. The Cape Coral Police Department's Investigative Services Bureau is asking for the public's help and for any information that might help locate a missing woman. Lauren Brittany DeMolo was last seen June 19th, and she was reported missing on June 21st. Her purse had been located by a citizen at Four Freedoms Park, a place where she has been known to visit often. Her cell phone was also located in her apartment. Lauren's status as a missing person was changed to a missing person endangered as a result of the investigation. Her father says it's unlike her to have no contact with friends or family for 10 days now. Quote, she's my oldest daughter. It's hard for me as a father to imagine that my daughter just disappeared. And that's it, said her father, Paul DeMolo. Lauren is a frequent walker in the area and does not own a car. She's 29 years old. She's 5 feet tall, 110 pounds, light brown hair, brown eyes. Dad goes on to say she's sociable. She has a tattoo on her side that says, Nasmate. Worked for two...
Namaste.
What does that even mean? What does that mean? You know what that means?
No, I was just trying to correct you.
No, but you don't know what it means.
What is he saying?
I don't know what he's saying. He was trying to...
I'm
going to
look it up.
It's like an Indian blessing.
Namaste.
You know, like when the Beatles went over there, they'd greet people, namaste.
Okay.
It's a respectful greeting.
Thank you.
Thank you for looking it up on the internet. I think Stan also appreciates that I gave it to him off the top of my head.
Yeah. She worked two jobs until COVID-19, and she was working another job in North Fort Myers at a Taco Bell. When she was last seen on June 19th, she was wearing a T-shirt and shorts. Anyone with any information on Lauren's whereabouts or anyone who may have seen her
just
at
disappeared
any point from June 19th, is asked to contact the Cape Coral Police. Just disappeared. Seems like a lovely girl. Lovely young woman. And found her purse at the park, found her phone at home, and just completely disappeared. No signs of any violence or struggle. It just disappeared. Dad wants her to come home.
You know let's hope that she's fine and for whatever reason wanted to get away. I mean, that's the best case scenario.
We are gonna,
and if anybody knows or if for some reason she's listening, please get her in touch with her dad.
Absolutely. No sign or trace. Mike Giannopoulos is coming on next. He's going to be on the phone, so we're asking texts on the Absolute Law text line, 239-277-9600. If you would like some legal advice, family law, child support, alimony, visitation with your kids, maybe you have DUI issues, criminal, anything that veterans issues, Mike Giannopoulos is here to help, and he'll be joining us next. We'll pose to him your texts, and he will answer them for you, as he does every Tuesday on the Stan and Haney Show. Again, if you want to text Mike Giannopoulos, especially with the 4th of July coming, that could spell trouble, 239-277-9600. Text Mike Giannopoulos. He's next.
Mike Giannopoulos from the Absolute Law Firm is coming up next. If you have a legal question regarding a wide range of family law, DUI, criminal, civil, or veterans issues, text your question for Mike on the Absolute Law text line at 239-277-9600.
Hey, Southwest Florida, you've stuck with us through thick and thin.
Feast and famine.
War and peace and everything in between. Don't think for a minute we don't appreciate it. No matter how we may come across, we love this damn job. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us. Mike Giannopoulos on the line. We'll get to him in just a second. Remember, get your questions in, 239-277-9600 for attorney Mike Giannopoulos. Half hour away from your first look at traffic, news, headlines, 4 o'clock fluffer, emails. Name that movie in about an hour. It is coming up on to 4th of July weekend. And
we're going to have fun.
Needless to say, chances are pretty good.
The chances are
that you might need an attorney and to have somebody handy. He comes on with us every Tuesday. He is Mike Giannopoulos from Absolute Law. Mike, good afternoon.
Hey, guys. I was on speaker while you all had me on hold.
Okay, but you sound good right now, buddy.
All right. How is everybody this afternoon? My favorite day of the week, gentlemen.
It is, and we're glad to have you along, and you know, and we were just saying it, holiday facing us.
Yeah,
somebody's going to need something.
Do you get to enjoy the holiday, or are you, like, overwhelmed with calls?
You know, usually between helping people who are, you know, accused of misconduct and then helping people with family law disputes, I stay pretty busy over the holiday.
And we'll say that before you leave today. We'll probably say it multiple times. It could be a holiday, but you're available 24/7.
24/7. You just call 239 Ask Mike, and then you press 6 and you come right to me. Just press number 6, come right to me. And of course, I give Stan and Haney listeners a discount.
Yeah,
you do. And Mike, you know better than anybody. With a holiday weekend coming up, everybody has the best of intentions. They're not going into the weekend thinking that by next Monday that they're going to be in some deep trouble.
Well, and you know, here's the problem, Haney. You're right. And I want everybody to be really aware of this. Operating a motor vehicle gets you a DUI. That means a water vessel, a sports craft of any kind, whether it's a little dinghy, it's a jet ski, or it's a 50-foot yacht. If you've been drinking, the same standard 0.08 breathalyzer applies for a DUI. It's the same DUI, same penalty.
Are you telling me if I'm out in a John boat with a cooler that they'll bust me?
I'm telling you, that's possible. They're probably not likely to bother you in the places you go with that longboat, Haney, but yeah, it is possible.
And you've said this.
So the law sees no difference.
Correct.
You're drunk driving.
That's what I'm telling you.
Mm. Whether you're driving a boat or driving a car.
I watched 5 guys get a DUI in one boat.
How is that possible?
Oh, but how does that happen? I mean, they didn't identify who was driving, or is it everybody on the boat will get one?
There was a Lee County officer deputy sitting right under this bridge, and here come these 5 yahoos, and they had 2, 3, 5, I don't know, maybe 10 beers apiece at least, and there were certainly adult beverages still being consumed, and they're standing on the boat trying to turn it, and there's shallows, and they're trying to come into the dock. and they're all yelling at each other and pushing each other out of the way. No, I'll do it. No, I'll do it. One of them got knocked off the boat, but it was only in 4 feet of water. Anyway.
You don't know what you're doing.
The cop comes over and arrests everybody. Lottie, Dottie, and everybody. He said, I turned on my body cam, and I watched each one of you at some point touch the steering wheel. Lottie, Dottie, and everybody's getting a DUI today, boys. Line up.
Oh, please. Everybody. So be careful.
Even if you're not, like, the primary driver of the boat, it's best to stay as far away from the wheel as you can.
Absolutely. Don't appear to operate that vessel in any way if you've been drinking. And you know, people don't realize that. So stay safe on the water this weekend, guys. Go ahead, Stan. We got some text messages.
Yes, we do.
And you know what? When you're out there, especially in full sun on a boat, drinking that cold beer.
Be careful. Mike, before we go to our text messages, and if people want to get in, 239-277-9600. Before we get there, I saw a news story this morning. I was watching the local news. Want to throw it your way because they were trying to get officers to answer this, and it was still kind of gray, but it was a great question. With so many municipalities and towns and cities requiring masks to wear, how does that stand? And this was a story. How does it stand with somebody that has a concealed carry permit and wearing a mask? Because when they go and take the test and take the course and all that stuff, they basically tell you in the rules and stuff and advisements, you know, don't be wearing a mask and having a concealed weapon. What is it now with the COVID, wearing a mask and concealed carry?
You know, they've always said, first of all, there's never been any law against wearing a mask and carrying a concealed weapon. And I would imagine in the Northeast, in places like Vermont and Maine, they do it very often because there's a cold north wind and they wear those face masks during the winter. We don't do that in Florida. So they say don't do it because it puts you into a suspect class. Law enforcement officers are going to look at you differently. Don't do it. It doesn't say there's a law against it. Okay? So now there's no difference. There's no law against it. And I don't think wearing a COVID mask and carrying a concealed weapon puts you in any higher risk or greater threatened category than anybody else. Because we're all supposed to be wearing them.
Yep. Absolute Law text line. This is to you, Mike Chiannopoulos. Mike, I need a divorce. Right off the bat, I need a divorce. One child, no property, and wife and child live in another state. Do I have to find a lawyer in the state where she lives, or can I file from here? I just want visitation, not custody. How much also should I save up for one of these deals? I'm on disability.
Oh, man.
All right. First of all, where you have to do the divorce depends on where you last lived with her. Where were you last a family unit? You can file there if that was Florida, but it sounds like it's been a lot longer than 6 months. So if you file there, you have to serve her before she figures out about it. She can also file there, so it depends on who gets served first. So I would go ahead and file from here, and if she files from there and it ends up there because the child's lived there longer, then okay, you took a good shot and you lost. But I would give that my best shot because it's going to make a big difference in how much it costs you, which is your next question. And I can't answer that, sir, because it depends on her and the things that she does. So I don't have a crystal ball. I don't know what she's going to do. But I would prepare myself for anywhere from $2,500 to $10,000.
Oh, there you go, $2,500 to $10,000, depending on what the circumstances are. And whether it's Mike or anybody else, they have to look at it and see what extenuating circumstances there are. Mike, I don't know if you can answer this question. Somebody has brought this up. You see on television these 800 lines and these little rhyming things about getting a ticket and call this number. You see it often on late night TV. Are these real lawyers, or what is it when somebody calls one of these ticket? You got a ticket? Call this number. Are they speaking to an attorney?
You know, they usually don't speak to an attorney on the telephone. There's usually an intake person who does that, gets all the information, and then puts it into whatever their particular system is for that business. and then the lawyers show up with, you know, however many dozens of tickets to run that day through that court, and they show up with bunches of tickets each day to run through that court.
Okay.
You usually don't talk to a lawyer. Now, I don't want to endorse anybody's business, but I'm just saying, when my now-deceased dad got a ticket, you know, 6 months ago when he shouldn't have been driving, like 3 months before he was dead, I'm just saying I sent it to one of those places at my friend over there, and they took care of it. So they're very effective. I'm not trying to endorse anybody's business. I'm just saying I used it.
This Absolute Law text line. Let me see. You know, people are responding to stuff that we're talking about. And let's see. Mike, I had an accident where I told someone to slow down in my neighborhood. That works for a national food delivery brand. Oh, hold on. He's asking. Y'all right?
Yep.
Okay. Sorry.
Yep.
You have arrived at your destination.
No, there was a little slip and fall there, but I'm okay. You know, I'm clumsy, guys.
Let's see. Mike, how you doing? A couple of years ago, a buddy of mine got a, I don't know what a BUI is.
Boating?
Oh, yeah, the boating. He did not lose his license. Definitely not debating you about riding on the waterways, but has the law changed? He got that about 7 years ago and was able to keep his license.
Yeah, the law has changed. It's all now treated as a DUI. That's what I'm saying. It's all handled under the same law. Whether you're operating a wheeled motor vehicle or a waterborne motor vehicle, whatever, airborne motor vehicle, if it's a DUI, it's a DUI, it's a DUI.
All right, hold on.
Florida's the second toughest state on DUIs in the United States.
Now, Mike, when someone is boating, do they even need a reason to suspect you?
Yeah, they should. I mean, I have never agreed with routine traffic stops. I think they're
because on a boat they can just stop you to say we want to see if you have your PFDs, right?
They're not supposed to. They're supposed to have some probable cause to stop you. Now they can ask you for whatever they want once they stop you, but they have to have probable cause. That's why you hear pretextual causes. You know, oh, your license plate light was out. Well, that was just a pretext to stop this person for whatever reason you felt like they looked like they'd committed a crime and you wanted to check. So, you know, unfortunately, we do have police officers that do things like that. But to be done correctly, it's they pull you over for a routine traffic stop. In other words, you missed a taillight or you've made an improper turn. Okay, then they find something. That's fine.
It seems like all it takes is they're going, we're just verifying that you have the proper equipment, the proper flotation devices, and then they see a beer can or something.
Yeah.
Well, now, if you're talking about, you know, FWC and the Coast Guard kind of do it a little bit differently, and yeah, they don't necessarily have to have probable cause, but I'll tell you what, they pretty much do on any vessel they want, because coming through these no-wake zones,
yep,
everybody's boat's supposed to be flat, and I guarantee you there's 99% of them got a little bit of bow in the air, and that's just a bad stop, guys. And if you look like you're drinking or you look like you're, you know, behaving badly, you're the one that's going to get checked.
Okay. This one, Mike, we have a texter here. I guess your office helped him, but he has a further question that he wants to ask.
Okay.
And I recognize this from a text that we had before in the past. He contacted your office. The attorney at your office was very helpful, but then he has a little follow-up. Let's see what he says. Ahoy, fellows. Love the show. Mike, recently I asked you guys over the past couple of months about a solar installation I had done, and there was damage caused by shoddy workmanship. An attorney at your office was very helpful, and I did what she told me to do. Unfortunately, the company that did the installation is not responding to my calls or my pleas to send them the estimate for the damage done along with the pictures I have of the damage. So it looks like I'm going to have to fix this by the company that inspected the damage. I can't afford attorney fees for something like this, but I would still like to take the original company to court for the damages that they have done, but I don't know how to do this. Is it possible for me to take them to small claims court and represent myself? I love hearing your wisdom when you're on with Stan and Haney and the advice you give people. Thank you so much. Can he take them to small claims court by himself?
He certainly can, and the limit just changed this year. It used to be $5,000. And it's gone up. Don't quote me. I'd have to go look because I haven't done any small claims cases this year in particular when it's changed. But I think it's $7,500, but I know it's increased from $5,000. So, yeah, you can take them to small claims court. You just have to stay within that limit. Small claims court is great, but if it's a $50,000 case, not so great because you're limited to the amount that you can collect. So keep that in mind.
All right, well, let's try to get one more in here from the Absolute Law text line. Mike, I got pulled over by a sheriff, and we asked them what the probable cause was for them pulling us over, and they said they didn't have to have probable cause because they were pulling us over for a safety check to make sure we had all of our safety equipment on the boat as required by law. And that's how they get around it. And that is what they told us. We got pulled over on the way out on the boat.
Well, it's supposed to be random. And again, that's what I've been saying about pretextual. If they see somebody they think looks like they're a problem and they pull them over for a safety check, no, they can't do that. Okay? If they're just pulling over every fifth boat going through the pass and you happen to be one of the boats of five, then, yeah, there's no problem with them pulling you over for a safety check. So the problem is that it gets abused sometimes, and it's very difficult to tell the difference. But, yes, as long as it's not for some improper reason, like I think you're a problem.
Right, so
yes,
as long as they're not targeting you, that it was a random thing.
Correct.
All right, yeah, that makes sense. If it's random, it's random. But if they're targeting you, then it's something totally different.
Correct.
All right. Mike, want to wish you an early happy 4th. I hope you enjoy your weekend, and thank you so much. And, of course, as we said at the beginning of the show, the 4th of July weekend, something can happen, something that you didn't plan. You're available 24/7.
That's right. I'm available 24/7. 239, ask Mike. All you do is press 6, and you come straight to me. 239, ask Mike. And listen, I'll be out on the water all weekend, guys, on one of my boats. So anybody who wants to call me, 239-ASK-MIKE, press 6. I'll even tell you where I am on the water.
I'm float on right by you.
Hold on a second. I'm consulting my attorney. He's right there.
Mike. He's the guy with a beer in his hand who's not driving the boat.
We'll talk to you soon, buddy.
All right. Have a good 4th, everybody.
Thank you, pal. There he goes, Mike Chiannopoulos from Absolute Law. I was having a difficult time going through the texts today. Usually I don't. They all have.
Well, that's the bane of your existence is the text screen.
They're all rebutting, and they're all, talking about a subject we talked about earlier. And, well, that happened to me. Well, not necessarily. Look, he's the attorney. Mike Chiannopoulos, Absolute Law, 239, Ask Mike. We're going to take a break. We'll be back. News headlines, traffic, 4 o'clock fluffer, your emails. Later on in the 4 o'clock hour, Stan's Name That Movie, chance to win prizes. This is the Stan and Haney Show.
All women are crazy, except you, darling. That's right, just you. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us. Tuesday afternoon. We'll get you updated on traffic here in just a second. News headlines, Mark Haney, 4 o'clock fluffer, your emails. I think we have a launch coming up here. Do I have sound with that if I bring it up? Do I have some sound on that, Junior?
Let me turn it on.
All right, and then I'm going to, because we're just like...
T-minus 216.
It's one of the Falcon 5 satellite rockets, and... It's going to be launching here in just a second. Let me
show that sound.
Oh yeah, there.
T-minus 2 minutes.
That announcement tells us that that chillin' that we began at T-minus 7 minutes has lasted long enough. And we are
nice to see it busy.
For the ignition
Got
sequence
right.
on the Merlin engines coming up in just over a minute and 40 seconds.
Going to launch some more of those communication satellites.
Now, coming up in the background, you can see some white plumes coming off of the strong back.
Yes, close up the service.
Never forget.
We have completed
loading
the second stage.
Yeah.
We're now draining the liquid oxygen out of the plumbing that goes up that structure alongside the rocket.
Not realistic.
And as we vent off the gas, you get that nice long plume you see there where that humid Florida air meets the ultra-cold gaseous oxygen, condenses, giving you that nice white fog. That's normal for this point in the count.
1 minute.
There is 1 minute remaining to play in the period.
No, 1 minute to launch.
Falcon,
sorry, old habits.
They die hard.
Launch director is announced. We're inside of a minute. We are in startup on the flight computers. We are also beginning to pressurize stage one and stage two for launch.
Mission directors, go for launch.
We've heard the final call-outs. Mission director, launch director, are go for launch. So at T-minus 30 seconds coming up, all systems are go for launch of Falcon 9.
SpaceX is really becoming a powerhouse.
Yeah, it is. Beautiful machine.
And ingenious.
Yep.
T-minus 15 seconds.
Thanks, hon.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Ignition. Liftoff.
And away we go. One of these days it'll be to the moon, Alan.
Yep.
Look
beautiful.
At that.
Beautiful.
I love it. Tired of it.
T-plus 40 seconds. We've heard call-outs. And now we're entering the throttle bucket. Right, we're powering down the Merlin engines to relieve the acceleration as we get ready for the period of maximum dynamic pressure. We're in the throttle bucket. Now we're beginning to power back up. We hear the call-out exiting throttle bucket. The 9 Merlin 1D engines
Mach
going
one.
Back to full power.
Mach
and we are
one.
Now supersonic.
Very nice. Beautiful. Thank you. Thank you for turning that up, Junior. It's a beautiful sight. Let's get you.
It is truly a beautiful sight. Contrast that with wanton destruction.
Yep.
This is what we want.
Let's get us updated on traffic. Our first look this afternoon. Let me see. We will start in Cape Coral. Got a disabled vehicle. North Tamiami Trail and Del Prado Boulevard. Fort Myers, traffic control. Old Olga Road and Palm Beach Boulevard. And in Bonita Springs, a hit and run. 28,000 block of Captiva Shell Loop. And you are up to date. We'll have another traffic update for you in about 30 minutes. Coming up in less than 1 hour, the newscast of record with Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney. He is the news. What can you expect? Well, Haney's got today's headlines for you. This is what you can expect.
Coming up in less than an hour on the news, we will have some things for you you did not know.
Okay.
We'll also have things you've said recently that would make no sense whatsoever in 2019.
In 2019?
Yes.
Oh, so stuff that we're saying today wouldn't make sense even a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
I personally don't believe this, but you covered it in the grab bag. There is a new fragrance developed by NASA that allegedly smells of outer space.
But if you were listening earlier, Haney tells you nobody knows what it smells like.
And I know you agree with me, but you play devil's advocate.
I'm just saying what I was told to say.
Dateline Bardwell, Kentucky. Congratulations. A 32-year-old man managed to get arrested 3 times in 4 days.
Right on.
And finally... A drunk driver in Washington State is busted after he leaves his car on Sesame Street.
I saw that story, and I'm like, come on.
These stories and much, much more unfortunate nonsense coming your way in less than an hour on the news.
Thank you, Mark. Look at that view. Look at that. There are so many cameras on that rocket at the engine all over, and you can see.
Can you imagine if we had this kind of coverage for Apollo?
Oh my goodness. We had grainy pictures.
We had great pictures once they were developed, but wow, this would have been something else.
Yep. Laughter.
Do I have my laughter ready?
I just got my 3rd earring tied.
Oh, okay, that ain't
the lady.
There ain't nothing. That isn't nothing to laugh at. Jeez,
it hurts.
Yeah, 4 o'clock fluffer time.
And I told you why it hurts.
Yeah,
because when you hear that tone, you don't know if it's something serious.
No,
has a loved one died? Is the woman trying to tell you that she's severely injured, or has she chipped a nail?
Yep.
Because the sound is the same.
Exactly the same. And if you don't have good hearing like us, it really is bad.
It's confusing.
Yes, it is.
How should I react?
I don't know. Mark?
Stan?
Everyone?
Honey, I'm home.
Hi.
You okay? Oh, no.
I hate you, Glares!
Today is social media day, a day that should not be celebrated.
At all. It's evil.
Stan, from the beginning, what have I said?
Yeah, all social media is evil. Beware. It's not good. It is. A lot of the mess we're in right now is because of social media. A lot of it.
Well, you're not allowed to say that or you'll be deplatformed.
Yeah, well, I don't know what that means, but if that's the case, then platform me. What?
Oh, no. There you go. You went and hurt somebody's feelings again.
Again.
Yep.
Woo!
Oh, there's our baby. With that in mind, we bring you today's list of the
top
social media fun facts.
Ooh, this ought to be good for stirring up something. Social media fun facts.
Oh, God. Kim Kardashian has a big-ass following on Instagram. Take that as you will. You're officially too old for social media when you sign your name at the end of a Facebook comment.
Hi, I'm Carol. I gotta get home before I miss my stories.
Ah, he's on it today.
There he is. He's sharp as a tack today.
Yes, that's very creative, Junior.
The world's
don't push it.
The world's hatred of millennials can be traced directly to 50 million Instagram photos of avocado toast. See, that's where you hit the crying girl. Yeah. Now, the crying girl that we just got today.
I hate Claire.
I just got my third earring done.
All right, I hate Claire.
Let's try it again. Let's try it again. Pause. And then this time will be perfect. I'm going to do the same line again, but now you know what to hit and when to hit it, okay? The world's hatred of millennials can be traced directly to 50 million Instagram photos of avocado toast. Perfect. Social media is a great way to find work.
Yes. Oh, yeah, sure. Jeez.
And if you post how you really feel about the Confederate flag, also lose work. Facebook is the most popular social media platform.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The least popular? Mm-hmm. GooTube. The average lifespan of a tweet is between 15 and 20 minutes. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And then it comes back to life 5 to 10 years later when somebody finds it, gets offended, and tries to cancel you.
I hate you, Claire!
Yeah. I think that when a lot of these are canceled, deplatformed, mm-hmm. when you throw that in to follow it, it has strong impact.
Yep.
All of us who, you know, try to keep a roof over our head, go to work every day,
pay taxes,
abide by the law, we throw this with her, and I think it drives it home.
That's what I was.
Got my that's what I was trying to.
Okay.
And the lady.
I know.
Okay.
All right. Okay. Here's a cool trick.
Yeah.
If you ever want to see an ad for cat food on Facebook, all you have to do is briefly think of it. You know what I'm talking about.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
I don't have a cat.
No.
Yet for some reason, I am bombarded with cat food commercials.
Yeah. Might have looked at a cat picture or something.
I don't know.
Might have looked at alternative meal systems that deliver to your door, and the cat one falls
into it. Or it could be that I've been listening to Ted Nugent Double Live Gonzo, where he dedicates it to all that good Nashville. And then next thing you know, I know more varieties of Hill's Science Diet than anyone. I'm an expert now. Even though a tweet only takes a few seconds to create, it can haunt you for the rest of your life, much like a baby.
Yep.
Mama.
And finally, the very top social media fun fact.
Yes.
Facebook is a great way to keep in touch with people you don't really want to keep in touch with. Oh, stop it. Calm down. Oh.
Don't say that.
I just went nuclear.
Only makes it worse.
Yep.
Calm down. Pull yourself together. Snap out of it.
What is it?
That'll just make it worse.
Calm down. Just calm.
Yeah.
Calm down. Tell me what happened. What happened? Why are you so upset?
I just got my third earring done.
Okay.
And the lady pierced my ear on my mask.
So glad I asked. Okay. All right. Okay.
Just got time for the Guardian here today. Because we've had hysterics.
I still don't know what happened. Did it seem important?
I don't know. I can't make out what it is.
I hate you, Claire!
Whatever, you know that.
God. I swore I was going to quit drinking.
Ahoy, gentlemen. The Guardian.
Jesus.
Ahoy, gentlemen. So, I don't think it's just me, but I am so frustrated. It seems that the left doesn't want to listen to any ideas that differ from theirs.
No.
Figuring that out, huh?
That's not the game that's being played.
I'm frustrated for not knowing what is the best way to start a conversation. You can't. That's
not the point.
Especially with my
The whole
views
point
on
is
things.
To it's to shut down conversation.
Yeah. Which is not what we no one wants to hear opinions. Well, no, you're not supposed to. Says even you guys have to watch yourself now. Yes, and you know what? We had to watch ourselves 20 years ago. And then we had to watch ourselves again 15 years ago and 10 years because the line keeps changing. Do you know after the Super Bowl, if I wanted to play something that we played before then, I'd have to put like 15 edits in it. Now today, we can't basically say anything.
Well, I think because most people don't run across it in their life, they truly don't realize it. When it comes to free speech in the United States of America, we have less freedom now
yes.
than we did even 10 years ago, 20 years
ago.
It becomes more and more narrow what is considered acceptable.
Yep. We're going to take a break. We're going to give you a chance to
even
win.
Even as the culture gets filthy.
Yep. Oh, the culture's getting filthier. The promiscuity, sex talk. And I said, you know what? I said it before. 20 years ago, it was, don't say anything sexual on the air. Double entendres and references to it. That's wrong. But other stuff could go if I wanted to make fun of a little person or something, or a fat person. That was okay because we all laugh because we pick on ourselves as much as we would pick on anybody else. That's okay. Now it's the exact opposite. You can't have an opinion about something, but you can be as sexual as you want.
Well, we learned from Jenny McCarthy herself, we're not dirty enough.
Yep. Give you a chance to win when we come back. Today, with the movies, my favorite type of film. Road pictures, road trips, buddy films where there are two people in a car or multiple, and they go on long distance little trips, and all hell breaks loose.
I love a good road picture.
Today's habit because we're going to be more people are going to be driving this holiday than flying, and so these are about road pictures.
Now, are they all going to be Bob and Bing or just one of them?
No, I don't think any of them are Bob and Bing.
But they're the kings of the road picture.
They're the ones that set the genre. We'll be back.
What you're going to hear today is nothing short of a miracle. It's dramatically new, made possible only through years of research, invention, and innovation.
Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, gang. Stan and Haney here. Tuesday afternoon. We're going to give you a chance to win here in just a second. We'll also get you updated on traffic. 30 minutes away from Mark Haney and the news. Let's get you updated, and then we'll play Stan's Name That Movie. Road pictures today, Haney. Road pictures. And if you are the first person to identify the film, you'll get a nice prize. We'll go over those.
Road pictures sometimes are called buddy picks.
Buddy picks. You know, just hitting the open road, and what happens, happens.
If you and I ever did that, it would be such a monster.
It would be. If we could get a film crew, we need to take probably like 4 weeks off.
Oh, a minimum.
Just go out on the open road and go where the Winnebago points us.
Yep.
With limited funds.
Mm-hmm.
And watch us make do. It'd be funny. We'd be at each other's throats. Catch would that the, all on film.
Would the friendship survive?
It would be tested. It would survive. It would be tested.
How long would we have to be away from each other afterwards?
Roughly 3 to 5 months.
So 4 weeks.
Yeah.
Then 3 to 5 months.
Yeah, I think that's about right. That then everything will be fine. It'll test the friendship. It will not break the friendship.
That's if you have 3 to 5 months to recover.
Yeah, you need recoup time.
If you don't have that.
Still working that hit and run, Bonita Springs, at the 28,000 block of Captiva Shell Loop.
How long into the trip would it be before I heard my first, Haney?
Oh, within the first 48 hours.
Okay.
Maybe even sooner. Chance to win now. I told you, road pictures. First person to identify the film. We got 5 of them, time permitting. We have $50 to the Edison Lab Bar and Restaurant, located at 2431 Cleveland Avenue in Fort Myers. Breakfast, dinner, desserts with indoor and outside seating. We have Stan and Haney signed K-Rock shirts. We have Mel's Diner gift certificate, pewter mug gift certificate, telescoping back scratchers. And we have for your pet, who's been locked up too all this time, could use a good grooming. Touch of Class Pet Grooming, $50. That's up in Cape Coral. Let's play Stan's Name That Movie. 5 movie clips, road pictures.
Curated personally by Stan.
Yeah. These are films, they call them buddy films or, you know, cross-country films.
It really it started with Bob Hope and Bing Crosby.
This first one, I think, will be the most difficult for people now. Although when it came out, it was a classic and at the time was one of my favorite movies when it was released. We were working over in Melbourne when this movie came out. And he was a big comedy star at the time. And it was a hilarious movie of going out on the road.
So you've just given away it's older than dirt.
It's old. It's when you and I were working in Melbourne.
How old was Junior?
Not even born. Name... And I'll release the phones after we play the first clip. Name this road film, which was tremendously funny.
Oh, gee. You know what I'd like to do? I'd like to give you a small punishment before lunch, and I'd like to have you ride 1,000 times on the pavement. I lost the nest egg. Come on. I lost the nest egg. Say it first. Say it 500 times. I lost the nest egg. 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 I'm starting it for you. You jump in anywhere. I lost the nest egg. 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 I lost the nest egg.
I lost the nest egg. And let me tell you something. That's not how you drop out anyway. If you're really going to drop out, you drop out with nothing.
Oh, you do. Well, where did you read that? The Las Vegas guy?
I didn't read it. Friends told me. People who know.
You don't know anybody who knows. You don't know anybody who ever dropped out except for us. What are you talking about?
All right. Well, the movie you're basing your whole life on, Easy Rider, they had nothing. They had no nest egg.
Bullshit. They had a giant nest egg. They had all this cocaine.
That's not true.
It is true. Linda, they sold cocaine. Okay, wait a second. Wait. I'm not going to stand here in front of one of the great wonders of the world and argue about an old movie. I'll go back inside. If you figure out some plan to make $800 last a lifetime, knock on the door. I'll be in there.
Name the movie. I think you know what the movie is.
Yep.
277-9600.
I had it for a second, but then I might have lost it. Am I right?
Yeah, you're right. 277-9600. Name that movie.
You don't have to be Einstein to figure it out. Oh, come on. That was very subtle.
I appreciate it. It was very good. And evidently, oh, here we go. Wondering why everything was dead here. Usually the lines break down. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Bud, long-time listener, many-time winner.
Okay, thank you, Al.
But, yep. name the movie.
Is it Lost in Paradise?
No, it is not. You're close, but it's not. 277-9600. Ahoy, who's this?
Oh, okay.
Ahoy. This is great. These I love these phones.
Mm-hmm.
Might have to unplug and reboot.
Worried about me giving out hints, huh?
They're... Hold on. Oh. Ahoy, who's this?
Hey, it's Jimbo.
Jimbo, name the movie.
Lost in Las Vegas.
No! You're coming close. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Kathy.
Kathy, do you know the movie?
When Harry Met Sally?
No.
Yeah, I gave it away, Stan.
Yep, you sure did. Ahoy, who's this?
Hi, this is Marie.
Hi, Marie. Can you name the movie?
Well, I'm hoping it's National Lampoon's Family Vacation.
No.
And there's no such thing.
There is no such movie. All right. I'm going to tell you, give you the answer. Well, you can give the answer.
You were so mad at me for giving out hints. All I said was...
Hold on.
I had it for a second and I lost it. And then I said, you don't have to be Einstein to get this one. And you got all nervous on me.
Ahoy, who's this?
This is Marie.
Marie, didn't you just guess?
Yeah, but can I guess again?
Go ahead.
Okay, how about...
National Lampoon's what?
Road Trip?
It's Lost in America. Lost in America.
Albert Brooks. Whose real last name...
is Einstein. And he was Funkhauser's brother in real life.
Yeah. Super Dave Osborne.
Yep. All right. Let's try this again. Oh, too late now to call. As a matter of fact, I'm putting them all back on lockdown. Maybe that's what happened.
Yeah, well, it's nice to exercise arbitrary authority.
Name this road picture.
Stay away from me.
Jason Williams, are you okay?
Am I okay? Do I look okay? Huh? I have a broken arm. I have 3 cracked ribs. I have 7 stitches in my armpit. Does that answer your question? No. Not okay.
Peter, I'm terribly sorry.
Are you? Look, Sonny's all banged up. I'm a wreck. You don't have a scratch, do you?
Yeah, the doctor said I was in such a deep sleep that I didn't tense up. I told you I was a deep sleeper.
Yeah, you did. Did the doctor say that it's not medically advisable to fall asleep while you're driving?
I was just trying to rest my eyes for a few seconds. But seriously, next time, try not to tense up.
Really? One sec.
Who's that?
That's my actual friend. He's come to pick me up all the way from Dallas.
Oh, good. Shotgun.
Nope. Not us. Just me. We're done. And by the way, it's been a pleasure. But just so my conscience is clear, let me let you know why you're not coming with us. Okay? It's not because you got me kicked off a plane and shot by an air marshal. It's not because you stood idly by as I had my ass handed to me by a handicapped hillbilly. And I am certainly not leaving you here because you almost got me killed during the most important week of my life. I am leaving you here for a far more fundamental reason. I despise who you are at a cellular level.
Okay, I've heard that before, and I'm trying to work on it, okay?
Great.
Yes.
Now hear this. Beware. I'm warning you. Don't go to Hollywood. The streets are not paved with gold. They are paved with the carcasses of imbeciles like you who think they're going to go there and make it. Pray you avoid it. Did you get that? That was Shakespeare. Heard of him?
Yes, I've heard of him. He's a famous pirate. By the way, it's Shakespeare.
Let me give you a little bit of friendly advice. Nobody who calls themselves Hollywood has ever made it. In Hollywood.
All right, we'll try it again.
You know, that's true.
That's true. 277-9600.
We knew a guy named Hollywood once. He'd never been to Hollywood.
No, he did. Nope, never even came close. Name the movie. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Aaron.
Aaron, what's the movie?
Due Date.
It is Due Date. Nice job.
Thank you, man.
I think you're buds now.
Right on, brother.
Thank you. Hey, man, I've been listening to you guys for years. My pops and my little brother got me and you guys. And love you guys. You guys kick ass.
Thank you.
We do kick ass.
Rock on. What would you like?
I'm sorry, sir. I just got in the truck. I'm still working. What do you guys have, if I may ask?
Do you want something? Well, I have a pewter mug or Mel's Diner to eat. I have Touch of Class Pet Grooming. I have, Edison Lab Bar and Restaurant. I have Stan and Haney's signed
T-shirts.
Yeah,
he sounds just like my friend from Columbus, Ohio.
Yeah.
Thank you, man.
You want a signed T-shirt by us?
Is it okay to take the missus out to some pewter mug? If that's
no,
cool?
No, I'm not allowing that.
Oh, okay.
Hold on. Nice fella.
Yeah, he's like a doppelganger.
Yep. All right, here we go. This I did for Haney. Road picture. Name.
Is it my favorite one?
Name this movie.
Is it underrated?
Yes. And win a prize. Name it. Win a prize.
I will pull this truck over right now.
So pull the truck over. You're not going to shut me up. I can say what I want. I still got Nazi bullets in my ass.
Oh, the Nazi bullets.
You're as bad as those at Sunset Manor.
What happened at Sunset Manor?
Frank, don't encourage him.
What happened? I'll tell you what happened. I paid my money. They took my money. I should be able to do what the I want.
You started snorting heroin.
You started snorting heroin?
I'm old.
Well, that stuff will kill you.
What am I, an idiot? And don't you start taking that. When you're young, you're crazy to do that stuff.
What about you?
What about me? I'm old. When you get old, you're crazy not to do it.
We've tried, believe me. The intervention was a fiasco. It was worse than a two-year-old.
Can we please talk about something else?
I take it you didn't like it at Sunset Manor.
Frank.
Are you kidding me? It was a paradise. They got a pool. They got golf. Now I'm stuck with Mr. Happy here, sleeping on a sofa.
Look,
I know you're a homo and all, but maybe you can appreciate this. You go to one of those places, there's four women for every guy. Can you imagine what that's like?
You must have been very busy.
Oh, forget about it.
What are you guys talking about?
Politics.
Oh.
Name the movie.
That's not
a
what
great
I,
movie.
Not what I expected, but yes.
Great movie.
You forgot that you're a homo.
Yeah. He was snorting heroin.
You do that when you're younger. Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, but I'm old. Ahoy, who's this?
Hey, this is Kenny.
Kenny, can you name the movie?
Little Miss Sunshine?
It is Little Miss Sunshine.
Love that movie.
That is a great movie. What would you like?
Mel's Diner.
Hold on a second.
Mel's Diner.
Is there somebody in that car with you making the decisions? Sweet.
This is my dad, no.
Oh, your dad's making the decisions?
Yeah.
All right. Mel's Diner. Hold on. Yeah. You tell him I want Mel's Diner.
I want Mel's Diner.
All right. Movie clip number
four. Yeah, Mel's Diner!
Name this movie. Name this movie. Road trips.
Quite a rig you got there, amigo.
That is quite a rig you guys have there, too.
Well, thank you very kindly. We do love her.
Yeah, David and Rose are here.
Pleased to make your acquaintance. Don Fitzgerald, my smoldering wife, Edith.
Lane one, please pull forward.
Hide it.
Okay, get rid of it.
You have a baby! Oh, I love babies! Oh, look at that gorgeous little bundle of toys!
What's that beautiful little baby's name? This is our little...
LeBron! His name's LeBron.
Yep. Oh,
little French fella.
It's our little LeBron.
Yeah, I was against the name at first, but the missus here's a real soft spot for prima donnas who will never be as good as Jordan.
Name the movie. Ahoy, who's this?
Heather.
Hi, Heather. How are you?
I'm so super. How are you?
Oh, just wonderful.
Boy, it's been a long time since I've talked to somebody that was super.
Yeah,
I'm so glad to hear it.
Super. Name the movie, Heather.
We're the Millers?
Yes. Yes. What would you like?
I'm sorry. I don't know what you have.
Let's see. You got any animals living in your house?
I do, but she's only 3 pounds and short hair.
Oh, well, then we don't need that. I've got the Edison Lab Bar and Restaurant. How's that sound? How's that sound?
Okay, that sounds great.
All right, hold on.
Super.
Super.
God, I can't remember the last time I ran into somebody that was doing super.
Really?
You think that's true?
No. You heard the kids in the background.
I'd like to believe that.
Yeah.
That somebody is doing super.
No.
How are you doing?
Oh, super.
Well, why didn't you tell me?
Yeah, I'm just doing super.
Why didn't you tell me? I mean, that would have made my day if I knew you were doing super.
I'm telling you right now, I'm doing super. I'm super! Name the movie. Last chance. Last chance.
Wish I was super.
What are you?
Maudlin.
Name this movie. I saved the easiest one for last. All right? You know what? Lost in America was too tough for you. Let's do Brainstem.
That guy might not call us.
Can't believe he called me a psycho.
Hey, were you in there just now? You are a psycho. Good God. And comb your hair.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't say you did much better. Thought you were so cool. Watch and learn, he says.
Well, I was watching. Know what I saw?
It's a lie! I think you tried to bite me!
No way that just happened. My car is completely destroyed.
I swear I've seen a lot of stuff in my life, but that was awesome. But sorry about your car, man.
Name the movie. Ahoy, who's this?
Hey, Stan, it's Yard of Bear Kenny. How you doing, Mark?
Hey, yay, man. Yard of Bear Kenny.
Where have you been?
I've been just working.
You've been rocking hard or hardly rocking?
Unfortunately, I only rock when I listen to Stan and Haney show on 96K Rock.
Can you name it?
I've never seen the movie, but is it Tommy Boy?
Are you telling me you've never seen Tommy Boy?
No, I've never watched it.
All right.
I don't know how that's possible, Kenny.
Well, I apologize. I've seen parts of it, but I just haven't watched it all the way through. I'll put it that way.
What can I get you?
What's left? I'm sorry.
You want to go to the Edison Lab Bar and Restaurant?
I would love to go to the Tesla Bar and Restaurant.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I guess
Black Sheep would be out of the question.
Yeah. I've never seen Black Sheep, have you?
I've parts of it, too.
Okay. Hold on.
I get the thing about looking like Chris Farley, so I tend to not watch his movies.
All right, hold on.
That wasn't what I meant.
That's not what he meant.
Super.
Yep. All right, we got to take a break. We'll be back.
Are you really super?
Oh, I'm just super.
How did you get that way?
I don't know. You just say it, and then you believe it after a while. I'm just super. When have you ever known me to say I'm super? Do I look like I'm super?
No, but you are telling me you are, and I've never known you to be a liar.
I exaggerate.
Well, then what are you if you're not super?
So let me tell you something. I'm going to tell you right now. At least 3 to 5 months. 3 to 5 months of downtime after having to go 4 weeks with you on the road.
Is there trouble at home?
There's no trouble at home! We'll be back.
Two radio vagabonds who have somehow stolen your heart, Southwest Florida. Stan and Haney Afternoons on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney, Tuesday edition. We'll get you updated on traffic. Mark Haney in the news here in just a second. But we told you this last week. The cockfight has moved to 96krock.com and the K-Rock mobile app. And now it's a competition between program director Matt Mangus and this show, the Stan and Haney Show, to see which pick to click gets the most votes by the K-Rock audience.
I like our chances.
Darn right we do. Go to the website or the app, click on the cockfight banner, listen to the two songs or watch the videos, and then vote on which song you like better. Haney and I won last week's with Crobot and their song Gasoline. This week, I think we got another sure winner. Matt Mangus has chosen Breaking Benjamin and Dear Agony. Haney and I have selected the Allman Betts Band, Magnolia Road.
Hell yeah.
Greg Allman's son, Dickie Betts' son, continuing the tradition. And Magnolia Road is a good song. So go vote. And, of course, Haney and I, as usual, will win.
As expected.
As expected. Well, it is expected. Click the Allman Betts Band.
Unless there's funny business.
Oh, yeah. Tomfoolery.
You know, ballot harvesting and whatnot.
Yep.
Got to watch out for it.
Yep. You got to do this in person. Don't tell somebody to mail something in or anything like that. Or tell, like, your friend to go vote for you.
And we're doing our best, to keep foreign interference out of it.
Our best. Let's get you updated on traffic.
I'm looking at you, China.
Yeah. I don't want to talk about
it. What?
I was just, they asked Putin's comments, did you hear him, on this whole bounty on American soldiers that he was, and he, through the translators, wanted it to be clear. That's bull. He said it twice. Come on, that's bull.
You know, I can't imagine what it looks like from his perspective to watch an American newscast.
Yeah, well, it's totally foreign to him.
Is this meant to be based in reality?
Yeah.
Is this a joke? A reality show?
Bolt. one thing on the board, and it is in Fort Myers, crash, Boatways Road and Orange River Boulevard, and you are up to date. Mark Haney in the news starts right now.
There was a time before cable, when the local anchorman reigned supreme. When people believed everything they heard. This was an age when only men were allowed to read the news. One anchor man was more man than the rest.
Southwest Florida's most respected anchor man.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals. He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr. And suits so fine they made Sinatra look like a hobo. In other words,
Mark Haney
was the balls.
Hi, I'm Garrick Utley, and you're listening to Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Good afternoon. This is the news for today, Tuesday, June 30th.
Double M, double X.
Telling it like it is, I'm Mark Haney. Time now for things you didn't know. This one is a good one.
Okay.
Because it's something that you have known your whole life since learning to read and write.
Okay.
Why do we refer to letters as uppercase and lowercase?
Instead of big letters and small letters?
If we use the Stan method, that's what they should be called.
Start with a big letter when spelling the first word of a sentence. Then you go to little letters. And then when you start a new sentence, another big letter.
Makes perfect sense, but that's not what we're taught. We're taught uppercase and lowercase.
Does it have to do with a typewriter?
Not necessarily, but you're in the ballpark.
All right.
Letters are uppercase and lowercase because that's where typesetters at printing presses would keep their letters. The smaller letters were in a lower case that was easier to access.
Makes sense to me.
But I think your idea is better. But you'd be called ignorant if you taught it that way.
Yep. Watch that ignorant.
What?
Nothing. Just...
I'm defending you.
I appreciate that.
I'm just saying would be...
I would be, but if I said a typewriter, I'd be ignorant.
You know, Martha Stewart is a woman of many mysteries.
Yes, she is.
Do we really know Martha Stewart? Sure, she has a public persona.
Yeah.
Did you know?
I didn't.
That Martha Stewart once dated Anthony Hopkins.
Did not know that.
I guess they were attracted to each other. But she broke up with him for a very specific reason.
What's that?
He didn't do anything wrong. She found that no matter how hard she tried, she could not separate Anthony Hopkins in an intimate, private setting from Hannibal Lecter.
That's not Martha Stewart. That's not, why are you showing me, that's not Martha Stewart. And that was that's long before any Hannibal Lecter movie came out.
Must have been mislabeled. I'm sorry.
That's all right.
What is he doing?
I don't know what he's doing.
Is he sabotaging me?
Yeah, he wants you to see that and believe that is the two of them together.
Yeah, well, how about this one?
There you go.
That's what it is. Right there.
Can I tell you right now, and here's a little tip.
You made me look bad, Junior. Why are you doing that?
You want to watch an
You did so good last night. You know what? You were my perfect little man pouring beers for the adults.
Oh, my God, this is so creepy.
I'm sorry I let you down.
You want a good early Anthony Hopkins film? Watch him. This came out, I think, in the late 70s or early 80s. A movie called Magic, where he is he has a ventriloquist dummy with him, and he becomes him, and it stars Anne Margaret and Burgess Meredith with him in the movie. It is a really good movie, and you get to see a part of Anne Margaret's breast.
Ooh.
Nip and everything.
Nice.
Yeah, there he is. Go rent the movie or do some Magic. Anthony Hopkins, Anne Margaret, and Burgess Meredith.
Speaking of movies, what's the difference between a PG-13 movie and a hard R?
Well, parental guidance up until the age of 13. Hard R, you got to be 17 or older unless accompanied with an adult.
If there's one job that I would never want in my entire life, it would be to be a censor. To decide what flies and what doesn't.
To get a certain rating on a film?
Yeah. And instead of using someone's good judgment, they have a set of hard and fast rules.
Yeah.
A PG-13 movie is allowed to use the F word precisely one time.
All right.
You do it twice, you're heading for a hard R. Yeah.
Well, I don't know about a hard R.
Stan, I hate to break this to you.
What?
But the hard R is something that only exists in our minds.
No, it doesn't. No, you're not, it's not going to be labeled a hard R, but you know a hard R when you see it.
But you just see a regular R.
And you say, why wasn't that rated PG-13?
Yeah, that wasn't. That certainly wasn't a hard R.
No.
But that's just something we made up.
Yeah, well, we made it up, but we know.
Yeah. Because, you know, some might argue, well, a hard R would be NC-17. No.
A hard R would be like a, I don't know, a Porky's.
Good example.
Yeah.
So, in a PG-13 movie, all of the producers, directors, actors, scriptwriters, they know they are allowed precisely one complimentary F word. But even that has conditions. The F word can only be used once and can only be used in anger. It may not refer to sex.
Okay, yeah.
So if you've got grandpa tinkering in the workshop to make some magic toy for a child, and he takes the hammer and hits his thumb accidentally,
and he says the F word.
That's it.
Yeah.
And it's still a PG-13.
Yeah. Another, taxi driver, hard R.
Oh, yeah. The hardest of hard R's.
And you know, it's an R-rated movie, but it's a hard R.
That would be an NC-17 today.
Probably.
Stan, do you have any idea when the first college football All-American team was picked?
Had to be early 20th century when colleges were big. There, pro football was non-existent. It was college football, and I would think in the around the turn of the century, 20th century.
Yeah, close. The first All-American team was picked in 1889. And the quarterback, the first All-American,
yeah,
was a certain player from Princeton University, played quarterback,
yeah,
by the name of Edgar Allan Poe.
What? Not the Edgar Allan Poe, right?
No, not the Edgar Allan Poe. Ask me, any relation?
Oh, any relation to Edgar Allan Poe?
As a matter of fact, yes. He was second cousins with the Edgar Allan Poe and was, in fact, named after him.
All right, you gotta fight, fight, fight. Run, run, run. Put your hands up and catch the ball.
Catch the ball?
Yeah. That's in the air. You have them hands up.
You talking about a forward pass?
Fight, 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 fight,
fight. Get the hell out of here. What's a forward pass? That's against the rules. Yeah. So the first All-American college quarterback was Edgar Allan Poe.
All right.
And that'll get you beat up as well.
It sure
if you
will.
Ever try and pull that card on somebody. Because, you know, yeah, you'll be able to prove that you're right, but yeah, on principle, you'll get your ass beat.
And they don't want to hear the argument.
Nope. Oh, there's no room for that in today's society.
Nope.
In a moment.
I am Bill O'Reilly with today's good news. Here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, my colleague, Mark Haney.
Sorry, I started daydreaming.
Okay.
Sorry.
I am willing to forgive that oversight on one condition.
What's that?
What were you daydreaming about?
I was just thinking about dinner.
Well, what's it going to be?
Shrimp.
What kind of shrimp?
Like a peel and eat.
You
bought them at the grocery store.
Cocktail sauce, lemon.
Yeah, I'm going to have some cocktail sauce and lemon. And I was thinking about that. Because we were getting ready to go to bed last night, and she's telling me, she says, you know, we keep trying to figure out what's for dinner. I still got a pound and something of shrimp in the refrigerator from the weekend. We got to eat it.
From the weekend?
Yeah.
Your house must have quite the odor.
It's already been cooked. It's already cooked.
I'm surprised your cat hasn't just opened the fridge and gone
raw,
to town.
If it was raw,
I wouldn't eat it.
You'll see me tomorrow. I'll tell you how I feel.
Green. Can I say Bill?
I don't know. Say it again.
Bill.
I think you said it when I had the mics off.
I did.
Yes.
There's a town called Seebeck, Washington. It's just west of the mess in Seattle. And in the town of Seebeck, there is an actual street called Sesame Street. We bring this up because a drunk driver crashed into a gas station and then abandoned his dented SUV and fled Sesame Street on Sunday morning. Then he ran off into the woods where the air is sweet. A police dog tracked him down, Deputy Dog, and he was arrested. Shockingly, this is not his first DUI.
No.
According to the count, who loves counting, he's had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 DUIs.
Jeez.
He has been charged with felony DUI, hit and run, and driving with a suspended license.
Did you watch Sesame Street as a kid, Junior?
I did, yeah.
Was that one of the programs you were allowed to watch?
Yeah.
What other kids shows did you watch?
I don't know, SpongeBob.
You ever watch The Electric Company or Zoom?
Yeah.
What?
Captain Kangaroo.
What is that?
Mr. Rogers.
Bozo.
Oh, I've watched Mr. Rogers. Yeah, my dad would make me watch it.
Sure.
Looney Tunes.
Yeah, you watch the edited ones.
Sometimes it's fun to color outside the lines.
Yep.
Hello, I'm Bill Curtis of Investigative Reports. For our final story, here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Bill, last Thursday, a 32-year-old gent named Devin Roberts from Bardwell, Kentucky, was busted for stealing more than $5,000 worth of equipment from a city building. He attempted to talk his way out of it, saying that he just happened to find the stuff by a dumpster, but he was arrested for felony theft. But Devin wasn't done yet. 2 days later, he tried to start a fight with a male grocery store worker who confronted him for making inappropriate comments to female grocery store workers. Responding to the call, officers found him passed out drunk in the front seat of a running car and arrested him for DUI.
Jeez.
But you can't keep Devin down.
No.
The next day, he was arrested yet again when he was caught drinking in the passenger seat of a friend's car, and that violated the terms of his bond from both other arrests. For those of you scoring along at home, our man Devin managed to get arrested 3 times in 4 days, and he's facing more charges than we can list in this forum.
Take a look at him. You know what? I'm going to tell you this right now. Other than smiling when your mouth should be open, he's standing there, and he's got a slack jaw. He can't close his mouth.
No, I mean, jeez. 3 times in 4 days, you're in Otis the Drunk territory.
Yes, you
there.
Are.
Now, Otis, been 3 times in 4 days now.
all slack-jawed. Look at him.
Well, you did his voice. Do it now. Now, Devin, I'm going to have to tell your mama this time.
Oh, no.
Now, give me your word. If I let you out this time, there'll be no more drinking.
He couldn't close his mouth if you paid him.
Maybe if he held it with his hand, you know.
Yep.
And that's the news for today, Tuesday, June 30th.
Double M, double X.
I am Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman.
There he is, little Mikey Haney, telling it like it is.
All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be back. We're Stan and Haney.
Good luck with that shrimp.
96 K-Rock.
It's a new era for America and Southwest Florida. As for Stan and Haney, unfortunately, their problems remain much the same. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Stan and Haney here. Thank you for spending your Tuesday afternoon with us. Oh, our buddy Alex Jones heard us talking about me having some cooked shrimp.
From the weekend, though. That's not good.
It's only Tuesday. Worst food poisoning I ever had was from cooked seafood. Odors can be deceiving. The king crab I ate was cooked. It had no discernible odors. Kept me up all night. Be careful. Good show today, guys. Signed, Alex. Thank you, Alex.
Worst I ever had was oysters.
Me, sushi. I had the mystery sushi where they just put everything on there.
What is it? Oh, it's sushi.
Because I would usually get like a California roll or something like that. I said, let's go for the big Kingsman sushi.
Real plate. Daredevil.
Yep.
Nothing can hurt me.
I actually had to go to the doctor. My throw up was black.
Call the doctor, call the nurse. Don't know what it is. I only know that it really hurts.
Just did a check. We're all squared, nothing on the board, and you are up to date. Hey.
Son!
I ain't gonna drink no more tobacco. Ain't gonna smoke no more moonshine.
Jerry.
I'm through looking at good-looking women. Ain't gonna bother now to waste my time. Ain't gonna drink no more black coffee. Think about her till the break of daylight.
Tom
I'm gonna
man.
Go out and find me an ugly woman to love. Son, I'm gonna put on my walking shoes. I'm gonna walk down the avenues. I'm gonna keep on walking till I find an ugly woman to love. I don't care if she's short, don't care if she's fat, just as long as she's good to me.
Listen
that's
to
where it's at. I'm gonna find me an ugly woman to love, son. I ain't gonna drink no more tobacco. I ain't gonna smoke no more moonshine. I'm through gawking at good-looking chicks. I ain't gonna bother now to waste my time. I ain't gonna drink no more black coffee and think about her till the break of daylight. Cause I'm gonna go out and find me an ugly woman to love. Well, I'm gonna put on my walking shoes. I'm gonna walk down the avenues. I'm gonna keep on walking till I find me somebody ugly to love. I don't care if she's short, don't care if she's fat, dead as long as she's good to me, that's where it's at. I'm gonna find me an ugly woman to love. Well, I'm gonna walk down the avenue. I'm gonna keep on my walking shoes. I'm gonna keep on walking till I find somebody ugly that I can love. I don't care if she's short, don't care if she's fat, just as long as she's good to me, that's where it's at. I'm gonna find me an ugly woman to love. Well, I'm gonna put on my walking shoes. I'm gonna walk down the avenue. I'm gonna keep on walking.
That is good stuff. Let's laugh.
Time now for another Stan and Haney stand-up comedy classic. Classic comedy the way it used to be on 96 K-Rock.
You know, taking last in those long races. That's what I do a lot of times in the Olympics when I watch those races
I like to focus on the people taken last in those races. This was not their goal.
I mean, you just know this.
To get out of bed early at 4 a.m, you know, and run and deny themselves. You know, they weren't thinking, yeah, you know, if I do this every day for 4 years, someday, I will take last in the Olympics. I know it. You see that last now? I'll be so far behind. I'll be the only one on the track. They'll all have to look at me. I'll be holding up the next race. You know, they had dreams. I mean, that's the only way you could put yourself through that. So I like to look at them and see if I can see that moment, you know, where the reality really sets in. And they realize there is no doubt they are last. I can't even see those other people. In front of the whole world, I'm going to take this last. Right? Because they got a cameraman carrying a camera running right alongside, you know? You know, if I hadn't trained at all, I would have taken last.
Have yourselves a great evening. Lord willing, we're back here tomorrow at 2 o'clock. We'll do it all over again. We're the Stan and Haney Show, 96K Rock, and we leave you this afternoon with this.
Social media fun facts.
Ooh, this ought to be good for stirring up something. Social media fun facts.
Oh, God. Kim Kardashian has a big ass following on Instagram. Take that as you will. You're officially too old for social media when you sign your name at the end of a Facebook comment.
Hi, I'm Carol. I gotta get home before I miss my stories.
Ah, he's on it today.
There is. He's sharp as a tack today.
Yes, that's very creative, Junior.
The world's
don't push it.
The world's hatred of millennials can be traced directly to 50 million Instagram photos of avocado toast. See, that's where you hit the crying girl. Yeah. Now, the crying girl that we just got today.
I hate Claire.
I just got my third earring done.
All right, I hate Claire.
Let's try it again. Let's try it again. Pause. And then this time will be perfect. I'm going to do the same line again, but now you know what to hit and when to hit it, okay? The world's hatred of millennials can be traced directly to 50 million Instagram photos of avocado toast. Perfect. Social media is a great way to find work.
Yes. Oh, yeah, sure. Jeez.
And if you post how you really feel about the Confederate flag, also lose work. Facebook is the most popular social media platform.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The least popular? Mm-hmm. GooTube. The average lifespan of a tweet is between 15 and 20 minutes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then it comes back to life 5 to 10 years later when somebody finds it, gets offended, and tries to cancel you.
I hate you, Claire!
Yeah. I think that when a lot of these are canceled, deplatformed, mm-hmm. when you throw that yep. in to follow it, it has strong impact.
Yep.
All of us who, you know, try to keep a roof over our head, go to work every day.
Pay taxes, stuff like that. Yeah.
Abide by the law. We throw this with her, and I think it drives it home.
That's what I was
trying to do. That's what I was trying to
do. Okay.
It's a lady.
I know.
Here's my ear.
Okay. All right. Okay. Here's a cool trick.
Yeah.
If you ever want to see an ad for cat food on Facebook,
yeah,
all you have to do is briefly think of it. You know what I'm talking about.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
I don't have a cat.
Nope.
Yet for some reason, I am bombarded with cat food commercials.
Might have looked at a cat picture or something.
I don't know.
Might have looked at alternative meal systems that deliver to your door, and the cat one falls
or,
into
or it.
It
could be that I've been listening to Ted Nugent Double Live Gonzo, where he dedicates it to all that good Nashville. And then next thing you know, I know more varieties of Hill's Science Diet than anyone. I'm an expert now. Even though a tweet only takes a few seconds to create, it can haunt you for the rest of your life, much like a baby.
Yep.
Mama.
And finally, the very top social media fun fact.
Yes.
Facebook is a great way to keep in touch with people you don't really want to keep in touch with. Oh, stop it. Calm down. Oh.
Don't say that.
I just went nuclear.
Only makes it worse.
Yep.
Calm down. Pull yourself together. Snap out of it.
What is it?
That'll just make it worse.
Calm down. Just calm.
Yeah. The F
calm down.
Down.
Tell me what happened. What happened? Why are you so upset?
I just got my third earring done.
Okay.
And the lady pierced my ear on my mask.
So glad I asked. Okay. All right. Okay. Okay.
Blue skies.
Yeah.
Every day's a gift.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.